Hello, everyone. We are back on the couch with Keely for another episode of our podcast series. I am your host, Zena Peters. I am pleased to introduce to you today Dr. Justine Wallace, a university psychologist at FIU CAPS. She will talk to us today about dialectical behavior therapy, which we will refer to as DBT today. Welcome to the couch, Dr. Wallace.
Hi, Zena. Thanks for having me on the couch with Kiwi.
Yes, we're so happy to have you here. So tell us about DBT and the problems it was developed to treat.
Sure. So DBT stands for Dialectical Behavior Therapy, which is a type of psychotherapy or talk therapy. It uses a cognitive behavioral approach, and really what a cognitive behavioral approach is helping an individual change their unhelpful thinking and behaviors to improve mood and functioning. DBT is based on that while putting more of an emphasis on an emotional and social aspect of an individual. So it was developed in the late 1980s by Marsha Linehan to help better treat something called borderline personality disorder. Symptoms of that disorder include emotional instability, feelings of worthlessness, insecurity, impulsivity, and impaired social relationships. If this sounds like something that you experience, don't panic just yet. These symptoms do not necessarily mean a diagnosis, but schedule an appointment with a mental health provider either through CAPS or in the community to further discuss your experiences and come up with what's going to best address your needs.
Okay.
So DBT has been shown to be effective in treating many different mental health and behavioral issues, as well as helping reduce suicide attempts, self-harming behavior, and hospitalizations while improving quality of life. If you are experiencing thoughts about wanting to harm yourself or kill yourself, seek help immediately. You can contact CAPS at our main number at 305-348-2277. Or in the community, you can contact the Switchboard of Miami at 211. Or if you have immediate plan of harming yourself or killing yourself, please contact 911.
So what does DBT stand for? Like those letters.
Sure. So DBT is dialectical behavioral therapy. So that means the D stands for dialectics.
Mm-hmm.
And that refers to the underlying assumption that opposite ideas can be combined to come up with a more balanced and accurate view of reality. So one of the main dialectics is that an individual needs to fully accept themselves while at the same time they must change. And that's that B in DBT. The change is a behavior.
Okay.
So, and let me just tell you a little bit more about how DBT operates.
Right.
It comes from the biosocial theory. And what that means is it's a transaction between biology and social environment that influences a person. So some people are more biologically predisposed to experience emotions. They're more sensitive, so they may feel emotions much more often or more intensely than others. They also have more difficulty regulating these emotions and then returning back to that normal baseline.
Mm.
So the social aspect of the theory talks about an invalidating social environment and how that makes it hard to regulate our emotions also. What is an invalidating environment? One where maybe we're told, your emotions are wrong.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you feeling that way? Or maybe you're just ignored. That doesn't make us feel good. So that ends up reinforcing our out-of-control behavior. So that transaction between biology and social environment impacts how we express and regulate our emotions.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. So what are the core skills of a DBT?
Sure. So DBT acknowledges that there's a problem with the way we're thinking. So the therapist will work with an individual to accept this rather than judge it. And then help you make those changes. And those changes come through the skills of DBT. It's broken down into four different skills: mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness.
So can you break down those skills for us and tell us what each one is all about?
Sure. So mindfulness is about staying present in the moment, really improving our ability to do that. This doesn't mean that our minds go blank, but rather we allow our thoughts to pass through, kind of like a cloud floating through the sky. We focus really on the what skills and the how skills. What skills include observing, describing, and participating. So what are we actually doing in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
And then the how skills are non-judgmentally, one mindfully, and effectively. Non-judgmentally just means we're not doing it with judgment. We're not saying it's good or it's bad. It's just accepting what we're doing in that moment. One mindfully means doing things one at a time.
Okay.
A lot of us struggle with that, especially since we all have our phones that have everything right there.
multitaskers, right?
Exactly. And we say that's a good thing. And at the same time, it doesn't allow us to be fully present in a moment. So, and then lastly is effectively. And that just means being mindful of what your goals are in a situation and doing what works. So then we jump into distress tolerance. How do we really manage the emotions when we can't change them? Mm-hmm. So it teaches us how to soothe ourselves in a way that's healthy rather than avoiding or hiding from our emotions. So we allow ourselves time to make a wise decision, really looking at the logic and the reasoning behind something and balancing that with emotion. Some ways that we can do this might be taking some deep breaths before responding, walking away, or even changing our body temperature by taking a hot shower, sticking our hand in some ice can really make a difference and allow us to stop and think. Then we look at emotion regulation, and that's really helping people understand their emotions. It helps us to decrease the intensity of our feelings and help us experience strong emotions without necessarily acting on them. So the goal is to learn how to better manage them. How do we describe them? And then how do we change them? We can change them by checking the facts, doing opposite action, or problem solving. And then we focus a little bit on how do we really build a life worth living by really looking at our emotions and reducing our vulnerability to them. Mm. And then lastly is that interpersonal effectiveness skills. And that's really helping us understand what our needs are in a relationship and how do we go about getting our needs met. That involves looking at how do we respect ourselves? How do we communicate effectively with other people? How do we deal with people that we don't really know how to deal with? Mm-hmm. Repairing relationships, and then being able to say no and set boundaries with others. So those are what we really focus on to help us better learn to manage our behaviors, our emotions, and our thoughts.
Those are really helpful skills to have. I think it could mm-hmm. benefit anyone.
Mm-hmm, they definitely can.
And so what are the goals in DBT?
So the goals of DBT are pretty simple, and they're to teach people how to live more in the moment, cope healthily with stress, regulate our emotions, and improve relationships with others.
Very helpful goals.
Mm-hmm. And they tie right into those skills.
Right. And is it effective for anyone who's having a mental health or behavioral health need or need that kind of support?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. DBT is what we call an evidence-based treatment, which means it has research to support its effectiveness. So DBT assumes that many of the problems that we're facing are because we don't have the skills to deal with them. So DBT will allow you to learn some of these skills to manage these emotions, these situations, and these relationships in a healthier way. So there's the focus on individual and group work, and it provides room for collaboration, support, and some of those interventions that are help us really look at those thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So it definitely is effective for mental and behavioral health support. I would recommend, if this is something you're interested in, is seeking out some support from a mental health provider to discuss what you've been experiencing and then come up with an appropriate treatment plan.
Yeah. And so with that, who could benefit from DBT?
Mm-hmm. So kind of like what you said, anyone can really benefit from the skills in DBT. And a lot of us are already doing them without maybe putting the label of DBT on them. Mm. So it's really was initially developed for those with borderline personality disorder. However, it's been beneficial for clients who have chronic difficulty regulating emotions, managing and keeping healthy relationships, tolerating distress, and those who engage in impulsive behaviors, including self-harm.
So here at FIU, mm-hmm. at CAPS, are there any groups or workshops that may provide DBT support to our college students?
Sure. So we offer something called ADAPT, which is to help you learn to live a more adaptive lifestyle. And that focuses on the skills taught in DBT. That operates throughout the semester, and it really goes through mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness to teach these skills and really help students master them to mm-hmm. better improve their ability to regulate their own emotions and manage the stressors and relationships that they have. We're also in the process of developing a workshop that will provide this information and some of these skills in a more brief, shorter format okay. so that we can reach more students who may benefit from some of these.
Definitely. Well, that's a really great resource. One coming down the pipeline very soon, and then the one that already exists. I really want to just pause and just say thank you so much for sharing all of this information with us today about DBT and the work that's being done here at CAPS to really support our students.
And I want to thank you for inviting me to be on the couch with Kiwi and allowing me this opportunity to share this information.
Yeah, well, we enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
To our listeners, please visit caps.fiu.edu to listen to more podcasts and to learn more about other CAP services. And thank you so much for joining us today on the couch with Kiwi.